Praise the Lord, everyone. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be here as always, and we certainly do appreciate all of you that we have listening online as well, and those of you who will be listening later, praise God. It's a pleasure to have you with us. It's wonderful to know that there are people all over the world who are hungry and thirsty and want to hear the Word of God and to do His will. So praise the Lord. We're hoping for a blessed experience for every person involved here tonight, and what we're going to do first and foremost is begin with a prayer. Father in heaven, we come before Thee in prayer this night, thanking Thee for Thy goodness. We thank Thee for this privilege to be in Thy presence, and we ask for Thy blessing, for Thy anointing to be here this night, Lord. We pray, Lord, that we would be pleasing in Thy sight in each and everything that we do. Help us, O God, to be submitted to Thy will, and we pray, Lord, that Thy Spirit would exert its influence over our hearts and our minds, over our thoughts, over our will, over our emotions, Lord. Help us to surrender it all to Thee this night. And we pray, Lord, that Thou would be with us as we worship Thee. Help us, O God, to honor Thee with the praise from our mouths, Lord, and from the worship of from our hearts, Lord. We ask, O God, that Thou would inhabit the praises of Thy people here this night. And we pray, Lord, that Thy Spirit would be upon each and every one of us. We ask for Thy blessings to be upon the entirety of this service. And we pray this in Jesus' name, through the power of Thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. We're going to start with number 115 in a chorus book tonight. I will enter His gates. Number 115. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice for He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad, He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad, He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad, He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad, He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad, He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad, He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for He hath made me glad. Praise Your name, thank You, Jesus. Praise You, God. Praise God. Thank the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to look across the page at number 112 and sing, I Want More of Jesus, number 112.
I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of His great love, so He's so full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of His great love, so it's so full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of His great love, so it's so full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. I want more of Jesus, more and more and more. I want more of Jesus than I ever had before. I want more of His great love, so it's so full and free. I want more of Jesus, so I'll give Him more of me. Praise
Let's sing number 110, He's My Bread When I'm Hungry. 110.
He's my bread when I'm hungry, my water when I'm thirsty, my shelter in the time of storm. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's still alright. He's my bread when I'm hungry, my water when I'm thirsty, my shelter in the time of storm. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 He's still alright. He's my bread when I'm hungry, my water when I'm thirsty, my shelter in the time of storm. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 He's still alright. Praise God.
Praise God. Let's turn to number 68 and sing, He's the Lord of Glory, number 68.
For He's the Lord of glory, He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is here. The everlasting Father throughout eternity is the Lord of glory. He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is He. The everlasting Father throughout eternity is the Lord of glory. He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is He. Everlasting Father throughout eternity is the Lord of glory. He is the great I Am, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. His name is wonderful, the Prince of Peace is He. The everlasting Father throughout eternity.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're going to turn now to number 168 and sing I Believe God. Number 168.
I believe God, I believe God, that it will be just as He said. Trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God. If you need salvation now, well, the Holy Ghost is here right now. Just trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God. I believe God, I believe God, that it will be just as He said. Trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God. If you need salvation now, well, the Holy Ghost is here right now. Just trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God. I believe God, I believe God, that it will be just as He said. Trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God. If you need salvation now, well, the Holy Ghost is here right now. Trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God. I believe God, I believe God, that it will be just as He said. Trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God. If you need salvation now, well, the Holy Ghost is here right now. Just trust and obey, believe Him and say, I believe God. Hallelujah. Praise Your name. Thank you.
Praise God. And we will now turn to number 171 and sing, I'm Satisfied with Jesus, number 171.
I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my soul. Oh yes, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my soul. Now you can't make me doubt it. No, you can't make me doubt it. Well, you can't make me doubt it in my soul. Well, now you can't make me doubt it. No, you can't make me doubt it. Well, you can't make me doubt it in my soul. Satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my soul. Oh yes, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my soul. Now you can't make me doubt it. No, you can't make me doubt it. Well, you can't make me doubt it in my soul. Well, now you can't make me doubt it. No, you can't make me doubt it. Well, you can't make me doubt it in my soul. Satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my soul. Oh yes, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus in my soul. Now you can't make me doubt it. No, you can't make me doubt it. Well, you can't make me doubt it in my soul. Well, now you can't make me doubt it. No, you can't make me doubt it. Well, you can't make me doubt it in my soul. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
We're going to turn now to number 93 and sing, I'm Not Sorry, number 93.
I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry, I've answered the Master's call. Well, Jesus took my heavy load, and now I'm on the glory road, and I'm not sorry, no, I'm not sorry, no, I'm not sorry at all. I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry, I've answered the Master's call.
God. And we're going to sing one more chorus. It's right across the page. I love this little chorus so much. Number 87. Hallelujah. I'm walking with the King. Number 87.
Hallelujah. I'm walking with the King. Praise His holy name. Walking with the King. Hallelujah. I'm walking with the King. I'm walking up the King's highway. Hallelujah. I'm walking with the King. Praise His holy name. Walking with the King. Hallelujah. I'm walking with the King. I'm walking up the King's highway. Hallelujah. Walking with the King, praise His holy name. Walking with the King, hallelujah. I'm walking with the King, I'm walking up the King's highway. Hallelujah. Walking with the King, praise His holy name. Walking with the King, hallelujah. I'm walking with the King, I'm walking up the King's highway.
Praise your name, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Lord, in your name. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're going to turn this over to Shirley now and see what the Lord has put on her heart. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And praise the Lord, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank the Lord. It's good to be here tonight. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad we have the Lord. And oh, I'm so glad that we can seek after Him. We know that, oh, yes, we seek for Him with all our heart, and that day He will be found. And what a profound and wonderful thing it is. We were all out there. We were all lost. We were all without a Savior at one point. But praise the Lord, He had great mercy on us. And in spite of all our negatives and all our faults, all our failures, our nasty sides and everything else, God had mercy on us. And what a wonderful gift it is. It's wonderful to be here tonight. Praise the Lord. And oh, God, I'm so glad for everybody that has joined us. Thank you all for being a part of this ministry. And oh, yes, we just pray that the Lord will move in your lives and use you for his name's sake. Amen. Praise the Lord. Fill you with the Holy Ghost. Amen. How we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost in these days that we live right now. Praise the Lord. We're nearing the shore. So praise the Lord with his help. Oh, yes, we're going to make it the rest of the way home. Amen. Praise our God. We're going to pray right now, and I'm just going to ask, too, that online you could help us pray that this street work that has been a problem for us for many months since March would soon be finished. It's rainy, it's wet now, and I know they're limited as far as what they can get done, but oh my, we definitely want this to be done before this year is over, before winter comes. And so if you could help us to pray that it would happen. The Lord would, yes, make it happen. Oh, yes. Work it, put all the pieces together. If you could just pray. Praise the Lord. It's, we can't park in our driveway right now in the parking lot. And anyway, we have to walk a block or two to get here, and not so bad in that sense, but it's muddy, it's wet, there's puddles. We have to take a flashlight at night, and so it's perilous in the front of the church. I'll tell you, please help us pray. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, oh, we thank you, Jesus, that we could assemble here tonight. We thank you for your presence that comes down to meet our needs, to lift us up, to put us into heavenly places with you, Lord. Oh, God, we could do nothing without you, Lord. We're dust to this earth, Lord. It's so limited in our ability and in our minds. But, God, I pray that you would reach down tonight. I pray that you would move by thy Spirit. I pray that you would meet every need, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, for you know the needs of your children. I pray that you give us faith, that you put faith in our hearts, Lord. Oh, God, we could do nothing without you, Lord Jesus. And, oh, God, I'm going to believe that you're going to move, Lord. Oh, God, you know these needs, oh, within each and every heart, Lord. And, oh, God, I pray, oh, Lord, that we would see miracles. I pray, oh, Lord, that we'd have gifts of the Spirit, Lord. I pray that there'd be infillings of the Holy Ghost. I pray that we would yet see people repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And God, I pray that you'd work in our hearts tonight. Oh, God, I pray that you take this message and use it. God, oh, Lord. Oh, God, you know all things. I pray that you put it together, Lord. Oh, God, I can do nothing without you, Lord. And I ask for your help, Lord Jesus. I pray that, oh, God, you would move by thy Spirit, oh, Lord, and give us what we have need up here tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, I know we could do nothing without you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. I pray that you'd help those that are sick and those that have needs, those that have heavy burdens, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that, oh, Lord, you'd be with him in that surgery tomorrow, Lord. I pray that everything would go well, Lord, that there'd be no problems or after effects. Oh, God, that, oh, Lord, the doctors, the surgeons would have, oh, God, wisdom in that matter, Lord. Oh, God, you see every need, Lord. I pray that you would help your people, Lord. Oh, God, help Doug, who's battling illness. I pray that you'd help this Andy who's battling, Lord. I pray, oh, God, that you'd help Mackenzie tonight, Lord. Help Penny, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you know our needs, Lord. Oh, God, I pray that you would touch Judy tonight. Oh, God, oh, Lord, that you would move, Lord. Oh, God, that your Spirit would touch us, Lord. For you know, oh, God, we're pilgrims and strangers on this earth, and we need you, Lord. I pray that you'd work in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, by the power of the blood in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. praise the Lord. I did have a good talk with Judy and Don today, and, you know, they're hoping that they can get here in a week or two, however the Lord leads, and be with us for a while here. And we're going to believe that God's going to heal Judy. She's got cancer, so they say, but our God's greater than that. And, you know, we're going to believe that He's going to give her strength to get here, and He's going to take care of every detail. Praise the Lord, it's our God. You know, honestly, He is an amazing God. You know, there are times, I've been there, oh, many times, where I knew I had no strength of my own. But oh my, how it was that God helped me in spite of that. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, just plain being worn out at times. But I know when God picks me up and gives me strength beyond what I would normally have. It's only God. He's a miracle working God. I know He's healed me. You know, I was telling Judy and Don today that, you know, I was looking through some papers just recently, and in the papers I found a list of old prayer requests. And, you know, on that prayer request there was a prayer for my thumb on my left hand. And honestly, I had to stop and think, my thumb? What was wrong with my thumb? And then I remembered, oh yes, a few years ago that I stumbled. I was going to my son Nathaniel's house, and I had a bag in one hand and maybe a bag in the other hand. I'm not sure, but anyway, I almost lost my balance, and I kept from falling by, you know, kind of just crashing with my hand down in the cement, and I heard it. I mean, I didn't seek doctors, but it was sore. It was very painful, to tell you the truth, for a little while. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing too hard for our Lord. And, you know, I remember the pain left. I mean, I was able to drive home. I did have to drive 35 miles, 40 miles to get to Nate's house. But anyway, Lord helped me home. And anyway, you know, the pain subsided. And, you know, I was able, I mean, I don't know, Lord help me. I still wrote letters. I still played the piano. You know, God is good. God is wonderful. God is great. Praise the Lord. But, you know, it wasn't quite right for quite a while. And all I know is God healed it. I mean, I saw that prayer list and saw that request, and I thought, wow. I mean, my thumb is perfect as far as I know. It's fine. You know, I can bend it. I can move it. You know, God healed it. And that's our God. I thank God. I kind of like some of those old prayer lists because you look back and, you know, it's kind of like a checklist. Oh, yeah, that was 5 years ago. But, oh, my, you know, this happened and that happened. And, you know, that problem that was a big problem is no longer a problem. And, you know, God healed that person and saved that person. And praise the Lord. That's our God. He hears and He answers prayer. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. This isn't, I don't believe my subject tonight, but I just feel like I want to read a little bit here from Isaiah 40 here. Praise the Lord. It just says here in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Oh, praise the Lord. I love that. Oh, our wonderful God, the creator of the ends of the earth, who fainteth not and never is weary, and there is no searching of his understanding. Oh, praise the Lord. That's the God we serve. And he does give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Oh, praise the Lord. God has proven himself faithful to me so many times. I know Sister Sharon knows very well the last Skype we had. Honestly, I was sick that day. I'm not very often sick. I don't even know what was wrong. Maybe it was a spiritual attack of some sort or something. But anyway, I had a stomach ache. And you know, I didn't really feel very well. But the Lord helped me. I was able to do quite a bit, and it was Skype time, and I started to feel like going to bed, Sharon, to tell you the truth. But anyway, the Lord helped me. And, you know, I know Sister Sharon knows this, you know, and you know, I pray during the day, and there's some of you that prayed with me, and you know, Sharon prayed, I know, before our Skype ended. And anyway, it ended up being a long one. I mean, I think it was almost midnight before we stopped. But all I know, there was a strength that came from God. And we went through a lot of scripture. And you know, honestly, all I can say, Lord helped amazingly, all of us. But I'll tell you what, when I got up, I was well. Praise the Lord. The Lord had taken care of it. He had taken care of every bit of it. And you know, honestly, sometimes we have to put faith to the test. You know, and sometimes God's just going to see, you know, are we going to, you know, we're going to faint? Are we going to get weary? Are we going to give up? You know, are we going to despair? Are we going to go crazy? You know, what are we going to do? We got a problem. We got a need. We're sick. We have an infirmity. What are we going to do? But praise the Lord. I love this. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Oh, praise the Lord. You love him tonight. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let your presence come down, Lord. Oh, God, you know the needs of your people. I pray that you would move in the name of Jesus by the power of the blood. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to Proverbs here. Just one little verse I wanted to bring out here tonight. We're going to call this message, Where There Is No Vision. Where there is no vision. Oh, how we need a vision. We need a vision. Oh, praise the Lord. Proverbs. Praise the Lord, if I can find it here. Proverbs 29 here. Verse 18, praise the Lord. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Praise the Lord. We're going to be talking about a vision here tonight. What is a vision? Well, we know for sure if we were blind, we would not have vision, would we? It's, eyesight, isn't it? The faculty of sight. But also, it goes beyond that, doesn't it? You know, it also means a manner in which one sees or conceives of something. We have a vision of things that, you know, could be in the future, you know. And sometimes the Lord gives us a vision, you know, or something before our very, well, might not be visible in a sense, but it will be in our mind, and you know, very real when the Lord brings forth an image in that sense, and we see it with our eyes, or our mind, I guess you could say more so. So yes, it can be a dream or a revelation, as Strong brings out in the concordance. But also it brings out the meaning to gaze at or to perceive, or to perceive, to have a vision of, to behold, look, prophesy, or see. And praise the Lord, it can be our mental image of things to come. But praise the Lord, you know, Jesus said in Matthew, the 15th chapter, verse 14, he said, if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. And, you know, we can understand that because, you know, honestly, if it's dark at night, you know, the chance of stumbling and falling and, you know, hitting a tree or God knows what else is, you know, way more possible, isn't it? But, oh my, if you're being led by a blind man in the spiritual sense, he's not going to lead you in the way that you need. You're going to fall into the ditch, and so is he. And how we need, oh yes, the Lord, to show us the way and to make it clear. And yes, we need to see. We need revelation, knowledge. And so do they that are out there. I just noticed, I've been able to pass out a few tracts lately. People are a little bit different right now with all that's going on. But in some cases, I can see it in their face. Or if it is covered with a mask, sometimes it is, of course. But anyway, honestly, I've seen some people almost grab my track. You know, I think there's something inside people. You know, what's going on? What are these times all about? You know, they want to know. And they do need somebody to lead, to guide, to direct. I'm so thankful we don't have to be blind. Because we do have the Word of God. We have the Word of God, our roadmap to follow. And praise the Lord, we have Almighty God who, oh yes, has come to us. And we to Him. And praise the Lord, if we've been filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost, what a wonderful gift we've been given. Because, oh yes, as His children, He leads us, He guides us, He directs us. Oh, He makes a way possible. And He gives us a vision. We've got a vision. We've got a goal. We've got something to strive for. We've got something to look for in this world. It's beyond this world. But, oh, yes, there are goals. There's things. If, you know, we're just like a blank wall. And, you know, we're just, you know, we have no goals. We might not get too far. You know, there needs to be something to reach out to. There needs to be something to obtain. And we need it in this world. We really need it. Just let's go to a few scriptures here. You know, it tells us in Isaiah chapter 28, just a few verses here. You know, a way. It so happens when people do not have vision or the wrong vision. Oh, we don't want to be in that predicament. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 28, read a few verses here. Praise the Lord. Let's start with verse 7. He's talking even about His own people at that time. Yes, the Jewish people that were participants in His first covenant. But it says in verse 7, but they also have erred through wine and through strong drink, are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Oh, that is not the way to be. But how many people are being led by a religious leader, a supposedly spiritual leader? There's all kinds of spirits. A spiritual leader that is drunken. in one way or the other. And because of that, they err in vision. They stumble in judgment, as it tells us in verse 7 here in Isaiah 28. It says, "For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean," or very disgusting, horrible condition indeed. But how God sees it. Oh yes, with people who err in vision, who are misleading the people, who, you know, have used the things of this world. And it's not only just alcohol, which of course, if you consume it, you know, and you drink enough of it, you're not going to have a sound judgment. You know, you're not going to see properly. You're going to be all funny, you know, and do things that are improper. But oh yes, there is this spiritual drunkenness. Oh, so many that have drank of the cup of Babylon, they've drank down that cup, and oh yes, they become participants in that which is wrong, that which is error, and that which is filthy, that which is abominable. So many things they have participated in. And if they're spiritual leaders, so-called, you know, how sad. Because they're going to lead the people astray, the blind leading the blind. And both will fall into the ditch, as we know from what Jesus even said. But yes, it talks about how the priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. Yes, it's saying they have no discernment. Oh, and no capacity to properly lead the people. Oh, no. Again, and that is so descriptive of today. What's going on in this world even right now? How sad. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Oh, a very disgusting situation indeed. Praise the Lord. Let's turn over to the next chapter here in Isaiah. Isaiah 29. Praise the Lord. And let's look at what Isaiah the prophet is declaring here in Isaiah 29. Let's look at verse 9 to begin here. It says in verse 9, "Stay yourselves," or otherwise, stop yourselves in this case, "and wonder. Cry ye out and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drinks." So here they're talking about a spiritual drunkenness, a delusion, a blindness, a lack of vision, in other words. If they're blind, then they can't see, then they lack vision, don't they? And it tells us in verse 10, "For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered." Oh, how sad when those that even pretend to prophesy and those that pretend to lead, the prophets and the rulers, the seers, with another word for a prophet, you have blindness. And they can't discern properly. They can't see. They are in no shape to lead the people. It tells us in verse 11, "And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed." In those days of old, they would seal a book. And you know, you would not easily be opened until it was time or it was proper or the right person and all of that. So yes, if someone, even a person who was learned, was given a book and it was sealed, well, they didn't have access to it then. It was sealed. It was closed to them, in other words. And then it says in verse 12, And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. So, oh my, I mean, you know, it could be Greek, it could be Latin, it could be French. You know, I mean, honestly, what difference does it make? You know, I don't know my letters. I can't read, in other words. So how could they, you know, interpret that book? So it says in verse 13, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as the people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips to honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of man. Oh, in other words, they turn to the values of men, the opinions of men and women, and, you know, made pretense that they were a Christian or a believer, you know, and had authority in that sense. Or, you know, even, you know, went through the motions of believing God, even. And saying things with their mouths, with their lips. But oh my, there's one who sees the heart. There's one that discerns the heart. And oh, he knows what's deep down inside. And oh yes, the Lord is talking about those that, you know, for pretense, as a hypocrite, you draw near him with their mouth and with their lips to honor me. Oh, they say all these things that sound, you know, pretty elegant, perhaps, or beautiful. Who's to know? But, oh, it's not with the heart. But have removed their heart far from me. Oh, the Lord sees it all. Oh, the Word of God, which is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. Oh, my. You know, God sees it all. And their fear toward me is taught by the precept of man. In other words, they fear man more than they fear God and His Word. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among the people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the Lord. Oh, knows how to work in spite of, oh, yes, all the deception in this world. He knows how to draw His people, how to get our attention, and how to help us, how to encourage us, how to lift us, oh, yes, how to deliver us. Praise the Lord. Our God is so mighty and so powerful. And, oh, how sad it is when people who, for pretense, seem like, you know, they know the Word of God and they are attempting to lead others. But, oh my, that is only a pretense. And they are hypocrites. How sad. Oh my, leaders of the blind. And how sad it is. Praise the Lord, smitten, oh yes, with drunkenness, either literally or spiritually. Well, we don't want to be in that kind of condition, do we? Praise the Lord. But oh yes, we're going to talk now about a man who did have a vision from God. If we can turn to Isaiah chapter 6, let's read about Isaiah's vision. Praise the Lord. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 6, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings. With twain He covered His face, and with twain He covered His feet, and with twain He did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Oh, praise the Lord. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of Him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Oh, praise the Lord. Isaiah was having a vision of God. Oh, the Lord sitting upon his throne. Oh, the Almighty One sitting upon his throne. And all the angels, the seraphims, all that were all around him and crying out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Oh, that glimpse of God, the glimpse of his glory, his greatness, his mightiness. Oh, a way we've never seen him in a reality at this point, I don't suppose. But praise the Lord, as Isaiah was seeing this, so as the post of the door moved, oh, it was so moving, it was so mighty, and all the house was filled with smoke in his vision. And it says in verse 5, Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Oh, mighty God, oh, how great he is, how perfect he is. Oh, how honorable he is. Oh, praise the Lord. We get a glimpse of God and his holiness, his righteousness, oh, his beauty, oh, his power, all of that. And we realize, oh, here we are. Oh, as Isaiah said, woe is me. Oh, he was seeing his heart. He was seeing his uncleanliness. Internally, he said, Woe is me, for I am undone. Oh, you know, praise the Lord, we get in the presence of the Lord. I thank God for that time, that day, when he showed us our great need to surrender our hearts, when he showed us the filthiness of our being, oh, without the Lord, before we had repented and turned our lives over to God, and all at once we saw it. We realized how desperately we needed God, how we needed to turn our lives over to God. And oh, Isaiah had this vision, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Oh, praise the Lord. But oh, God has mercy, doesn't he? Of all, we will confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, praise the Lord. He's so willing to forgive those that will come to him and surrender their lives to him and admit their guilt and their shame. Praise the Lord. And it tells us, verse 6, Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, God was making Isaiah fit for that mission that he was commissioning him to do. Praise the Lord. That's how the Lord takes us too. We were all out there. And it doesn't happen quite in the way that is described here, most likely. But you know, again, the Lord pricked a heart at one point. And we could see and we could understand. And oh, we were ready. I mean, I know how obstinate I was. Oh, my, I wasn't thinking I was going to repent that night. The Lord got a hold of me. But oh, thank God that somehow he got a hold of me. Oh, I wasn't thinking he was going to fill me with the Holy Ghost that night. I was going to, you know, just run up to the altar and, oh, bend my knees and cry out to God. Something I couldn't do before that time. I remember in children's church one time, and, you know, I suppose I was, I don't know, 10, 11, I don't know, maybe 12. Well, no, I take it back. I was younger than that because I received the Holy Ghost when I was 8. But I was young, and they asked me to pray, and I couldn't. I couldn't utter a word. This is before the Lord got a hold of me. Yeah, so I was young. But anyway, I just thank God. Oh boy, there was that wonderful night when he got a hold of me. Oh yeah, when he shut me up, I realized I was going to end up in hell. The lake of fire. I didn't turn my life around. And oh, thank the Lord for that. But God, yes, touched Isaiah, and here it was like, you know, he took tongs from off the altar or used one of the seraphims to do it, and, you know, laid it upon his mouth as to represent that God was cleansing him of his impurities, of his sins, of his past, all the things that kept him from God in that sense. He was making him fit to serve God. Praise the Lord. So, yes, he took it and laid it upon my mouth. Here, verse 7, and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Oh, praise the Lord. And then, oh, it came forth a cry. Also I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. See, there was a need. And this was not an easy assignment by any means. Oh, yes, but the voice of the Lord, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And oh, Isaiah made himself available. I'll tell you what, oh, the Lord looks for availability. People who will give their lives over to God. Oh, you might think, I don't have that talent or this talent. You know, I'm not capable in that way or that way. But God is looking for people who say, here I am, Lord. Please send me. Please use me. Please, yeah, make something of value of me. Take me, Lord. Do something with me. And praise the Lord. God did that for Isaiah. Isaiah made himself available. He said, here am I. Send me. Have you made yourself available to God? Have you answered that call? Have you said, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. Oh, praise the Lord. And he said, verse 9, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed. Oh, this is not an easy assignment. He's to go out and talk to people, oh, that are not going to see and understand and perceive and be converted and be healed. I mean, what an assignment he's given. Verse 11, it says, then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, and the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord have removed men far away, and there is a great forsaking in the midst of the land. All of that. But yet there's a promise here in verse 13. But yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a teal tree, and as an oak whose substance is in them, when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. Oh, praise the Lord. He's talking about the Lord's seed. All those that the Lord would call. Oh, yes, those of us who have been able to come to the Lord Jesus and acknowledge him as our Lord and Savior, our soon coming King, and went forth to obey the gospel. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, it just reminds me how it's told us in Isaiah 55 that God's word, oh yes, shall not return void. It shall not return empty. Verse 11 here in Isaiah 55, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, empty or blank, useless, ineffective. But it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Praise the Lord. Oh, I love it, God's word that goes forth out to do a work. You know, we don't know if people are going to receive it or reject it, but praise the Lord, it still does a work one way or the other. It's not going to return void, but it is going to accomplish that which God pleases, and it's going to prosper in a thing whereto He sent it. Praise the Lord. I love verse 12 too in this 55th chapter of Isaiah. It says, "For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Oh, praise the Lord. It's God's response. Oh, to our going forth and bearing precious seed. Oh, yes. You know, that sower is going to bring forth seed and come forth rejoicing, as also the Scripture declares. Praise the Lord. Oh, our wonderful God, who knows how to make a way, who knows how to use us in spite of all the negatives in this world. Praise the Lord. So God gave Isaiah this vision, and his vision to go forth and tell the people. Oh yes, commissioning him to go and declare the word of God. Praise the Lord. I want to go to another place right now. Talk about another man with a vision. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 6. Praise the Lord. And we've been here before. But I'll tell you what, the Lord brings me back here from time to time. I can't ignore this chapter. I love this chapter. Praise the Lord. But oh yes, it tells us in 2 Kings chapter 6 that the king of Syria was warring against Israel. And you know, it was a bit strange because, you know, they would plot me, would plan the Syrians, and you know, they were going to go forth at a certain place and you know, come against the Israelites. But, you know, it was very strange because whatever plans they made, you know, it was like the Israelites had been forewarned because, you know, when they came there, you know, everything was prepared and you know, their efforts were of no avail. So this king of Syria is really, you know, he's troubled. You know, why is it? You know, is somebody among us a traitor? You know, what's going on? Why do the Israelites always know exactly where we're going to be and when we're going to be there and all this and that? Well, I'll tell you what. It was because there was a man of God. Oh, yes, and God warned his prophet being Elisha, and told him just exactly where the Syrians were going to camp and all of the details that he needed to know, and he would go tell the king of Israel, and they would be prepared. Praise the Lord. Oh, our God is wonderful. If he could do that for Elisha, he could do that for us. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So it tells us here, you know, verse 11, chapter 6 of 2 Kings. "Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" In other words, somebody's telling our secrets. Now, yeah, I've got to get down to business here. Who is it? Verse 12 says, "And one of his servants said, None, my lord, O king. But Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." And so, honestly, they're going to just change everything. They're going to go after one man. They're going to go after Elisha now. Oh, this is so interesting. Okay, so verse 13 says, "And he said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." Oh, I'm going to get this one man, this Elisha. And it was told to him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." So anyway, it says in verse 14, "Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, And they came by night and compassed the city about. They circled the city. They surrounded the city. And honestly, you know, to get one man, they needed horses and chariots and a great host, you know, and they came by night besides. Well, anyway, that's what they did. And then it tells us, so we continue here, verse 15, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And oh, you can imagine, we'd all have a little adrenaline going, I suppose, in such a circumstance. They're circled, they're surrounded, in other words, with, you know, horses and chariots. And Elisha's servant, you know, he's looking at this, what are we going to do? How are we going to get out of this one? Alas, my master, how shall we do? But I love Elisha's response. Verse 16, and he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Oh, what a beautiful thing. Oh, we know. Psalms 34, verse 7 tells us how the angels of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth him. Praise the Lord, the angels of the Lord. But I'll tell you what, here it is, Elisha. And I don't know if he could literally see it or he just had that kind of faith. But oh my, it was as he had a vision of the mighty warriors, the angels of the Lord that were surrounding them and with them, and he could tell his servant, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Praise the Lord. Oh, he could see it. He could feel it. He could know it. Praise the Lord. He had that kind of faith. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. God is with his people. There is, oh, nothing too hard for our God. It tells us, verse 17, and Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Oh, praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, yes, we may not always see it literally with our eyes, but I believe that God opened the eyes of Elisha's servant so that he could literally see the encampment of the angels of the Lord round about them, surrounding them. Oh, yes, he could say, oh, to fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Praise the Lord. Oh, the young man could see. Oh, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Oh, how beautiful it is. Oh, how the angels of the Lord encamp around the people of the Lord that fear our God. And our God delivers. Praise the Lord. That's a wonderful thing indeed. Praise the Lord. And oh, yes. It says in verse 18, and when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. God honored the words, this prayer of Elisha. And it says, and he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And so there they are, you know, no longer in the distance, but oh, right there in front of them. And Elisha prays, Lord, smite this people with blindness. And God did it. Praise the Lord. And Elisha said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom ye seek. But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel, and obviously he took them to the palace where the king was. And the king of Samaria said unto Elisha, when he saw them, My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? This is how Elisha answered, verse 22. And he answered, Thou shalt not smite them. Wouldst thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. And he prepared great provision for them. And when they had eaten and drunk, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. Oh, praise the Lord. No more attempts after one man, Elisha, after that point. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, amazing things happen when we put our faith and trust in the Lord. Oh, yes, so the Lord opens up our eyes so that we can see that heavenly host. Oh, the goodness of the Lord, His mercies. Oh, the wonderful things that He's capable of doing. The power that He has, the authority that our God has. Oh, His might, His strength. And why should we fear? Why should we be afraid? Why should we tremble? If God be for us, who can be against us? Oh, what a question, you know? Oh, there is no foe that can overwhelm us. If the Lord does not allow, our lives are in the hands of Almighty God. And oh, there's nothing that can take that away from us. Other than the time when the Lord says, it's our time to go home. Praise the Lord. That's right. And you know, God surrounds us. His power is mighty. His ability unlimited. And that's the God we serve. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a vision Elisha had. Oh, he knew God. He knew God's faithfulness. And praise the Lord, he knew how the angels of the Lord encamp around those that fear Him and deliver them. Oh, praise the Lord. He knew the strength of Almighty God. And praise the Lord. How amazing it must have been for the young man. Oh, when the Lord opened his eyes so he could see the vision. Oh, so he could tell what was, what the reality of the matter was. Oh, the Syrians might be coming. Oh, yes. With all their hosts and all their chariots and all their horses. But oh, my. Oh, the mountain was full of God's horses and chariots of fire that were surrounding them. And oh, indeed, they didn't have to fear because God was with them. Oh, praise the Lord. What a wonderful thing to have a vision that the Lord gives us so that we can see. Oh, so that we can go forth, so that we're not blinded. Oh, praise the Lord. Truly, where there is no vision, however, the people perish. Oh, we need a vision. Oh, we need a vision of the times. We need a vision of God's authority. We need a vision like unto what Isaiah saw to know God's power and might. Oh, yes, the one to whom we can put our trust. Oh, we can rely on our God. We know that He is our strength. He is our refuge. He is our help. Oh, yes, He is with His people. And oh, yes, He knows how to help us in our times of need. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. I know that Jesus had a vision when He came to this earth. Oh, yes. He saw a people that would come forth. He knew that He was going to give His life a ransom. And oh, how He dreaded it. He had flesh just as we have flesh. And we know, as we've read it before in the 12th chapter of the book of John, and you know, it wasn't, you know, something, you know, His flesh wanted to do, to give His life on the cross. But oh my, He had a vision. Jesus had a vision. He saw a people. He saw a people that would come forth, that would serve Him, that would carry on His work. Oh yes, that would reign with Him throughout eternity. Praise the Lord, He saw you, He saw me. He saw those, oh yes, that would come to Him. And praise the Lord. As it tells us in Isaiah 53, and we were here last week, but let's just read verse 10 again. It says, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities." Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus could do it. Yes, he could see that travail of his soul was going to bring forth a people. Oh, a called forth people. A new covenant people. Yes. Oh, that blood that he shed was going to redeem a people. Praise the Lord from their sins. Praise the Lord. And yes, he saw of the travail of his soul there. As verse 11 tells us here in Isaiah 53, it says, "And shall be satisfied." Oh, that satisfied him. Oh, that's why he came to this earth. Oh, yes. To save his people from their sins. To bring forth his sons and his daughters. To redeem them. To bring them forth. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. Oh, praise the Lord. There on the cross he was bearing our iniquities. Praise the Lord, he was taking our sins upon himself. Oh, what a gracious, wonderful Lord. How could he do it? Well, he who despised sins, who hates sins, who came to this earth as the man Christ Jesus, putting himself under his own law and keeping it as no one else had ever done. But yet, oh, there on the cross, he was taking our sins. He was bearing our iniquities. Praise the Lord. "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors." Oh, how could you, Lord Jesus? But thank you, Lord. "And he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." Oh, praise the Lord, our gracious Lord, our Savior, our King, the one who loved us so much. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. So Isaiah 52 declares, verse 10, "The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." Oh, praise the Lord. All the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Oh, praise the Lord. And it tells us, as we just read a few more verses here in Isaiah 52, verse 11, "Depart ye, depart ye. Go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord." Oh yes, that need to turn away from sin, to be purged from our old man, from our sins, that need to be clean. Oh yes, that bear the vessels of the Lord before he can use us. Just be, as he had to, you know, Isaiah had to be purged before God could use him, he must also purge us before he could use us and make us clean. Praise the Lord. "For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel shall be your reward." Praise the Lord. So he goes before us and he goes behind us. Praise the Lord. You know, we're covered. Praise the Lord. He's our guard, our rear guard as well. Is, you know, leading the way. In the front is our shepherd. Praise the Lord. Verse 13 says, "Behold, My servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Verse 14, as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred, more than any man, in his form more than the sons of men. Oh, there in the cross, oh, what a thing, what a sight. Oh, he was so marred, he was so beaten and smitten and stricken at that point. And oh, what could they say? It was, you know, like it says, astonished is like astonished, and literally meaning like a stone. You know, I just, something, oh, you could hardly believe. And he was so, his face, his countenance was so marred, more than any man in his form, more than the sons of men. But it says, so shall he sprinkle many nations. The king shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. Oh, the good news. Oh, every nation, every tribe, every people, those that would hear, those that would see, those that would understand, those that would get a glimpse of the Lord Jesus and have a vision. Oh, yes, of the good tidings, of the great news. Oh, yes. His spilled blood, his sprinkled blood. Praise the Lord, the price of Calvary, when he made himself an offering for sin. Oh, praise the Lord, the price of Calvary. Oh, our Lord and Savior's vision, his people, his seed, those that would come forth. And yes, one day, those that would worship him around the throne. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I'll tell you what, God puts a vision within his people to those that he redeems. And oh, he spoke of it in many ways, but it just, oh yes, if we turn to John, the 14th chapter, verse 12, it says, John 14, verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. See, there's a blindness that is put over those that do not perceive and understand. And it says, neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Praise the Lord. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonderful thing. He said, yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. Oh, that life. Oh, that everlasting life that he puts within our being. Oh, yes, when he redeems us. Oh, when he fills us with the gift of the Holy Ghost, he's bringing forth the Comforter to come into our life, that he may make his abode with us, that he may live with us, that he may dwell in us, and that, oh, we can be his people, and that he could be our God. Oh, praise the Lord. But he said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Oh, praise the Lord. He commissioned his people. Oh, yes, he put it within us to see and to perceive. Oh, to have a vision of the things that we can't do for ourselves. Oh, no, there's no way. But oh, because he lives, because he has come to us as a Comforter, and has put his Spirit within our hearts, we can go forth and do a work. Oh, by the grace of God, by the power the living God. Praise the Lord, all the commission, the power, the authority that He gave us. For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the world. Praise the Lord, He commissioned His people. Oh yes, He gave them a vision of greater things. He called us just as He called Isaiah to go forth. Oh, with that power, with that enablement that He gives His people. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, He puts it within us. He didn't leave us comfortless at all. No, He made it possible for us to go forth and do the works that He has done. And He said, even greater works than these shall ye do, because I go unto my Father. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Have we caught a glimpse? Oh, yes, the power and the authority the Lord has given us. Oh, praise the Lord. With His stripes we are healed. Praise the Lord. Oh, if we could just believe God, if we could just go forward. Oh, yes, and grasp that which He has commissioned us to do. We could just have a vision of these things that, oh, He's put within us. That we go forth to fulfill His mission. Mark 16, praise the Lord. Verse 15, Mark 16, verse 15. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise the Lord. So He commissioned those that were with Him there before He ascended into the heavens. Oh, His work on earth being done. But praise the Lord, you had a people, and He commissioned them. He told them to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And oh yes, oh, there are going to be signs that follow the people of the Lord. Praise the Lord, the casting out of devils, the speaking forth with new tongues. Oh, the ability to take up serpents, and I believe that means devils. Praise the Lord, to have authority over the prince of the air and the devils and all that. Oh, yes. And yes, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Praise the Lord. And yes, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Praise the Lord. That's His word. And you know, they believed it. They believed it. Praise the Lord. The early church believed it. It says, verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And this is what they did. It tells us in verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. And we have the book of Acts as evidence. Oh, yes, of the work of the early church. Oh, that newborn church that went forth fully filled with a gift of the Holy Ghost commissioned. Oh, yes, and that vision that they had to go forth to preach everywhere. And you know, God didn't, you know, He just didn't say, well, you're on your own, you know, just go forth and do it. Well, you couldn't. There's no way without the Lord. But no, He worked with them. He worked with them. He saw faith in action, and God worked with them, and He confirmed the word with signs following. Amen. I tell you what, that book of Acts is not ended. If we're in the body of Christ, if we're believers, we've repented and been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, received the gift of the Holy Ghost, we're part of that church. Praise the Lord. And it's going forth. That book is not completed yet. No, there's still work to be done. But oh, praise the Lord. We know that the Lord sent back His Comforter. He sent back His Spirit so that He might make His abode with us. That, oh yes, He might live in our being. Oh yes. And also lead us. And also protect us. Oh, and it being with us, as it tells us, even until the end of the world. And what a wonderful privilege it is, wonderful gift we have been given. But how we need a vision of the greatness of God, His power, His authority, His might. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that one, oh yes, to whom there is no limit. Oh, yes, nothing too hard for. That's the God we serve. Praise the Lord. That's the one we serve. There's none like unto our God. And thank the Lord. We can put our life into His hands. And oh, yes, we can go forth and fulfill that vision that Jesus Christ had. Oh yes, to do our part as individuals, to be a part of His kingdom, a participant. Oh yes, to bring forth, but with His help, with His enablement, not of our own, not by any means of our own, because we could not. But praise the Lord, He has made it possible. Yes, that we can go forth and bear precious seed, and one day we can come forth bringing our sheaves with us, rejoicing, praise the Lord, participants in the kingdom of God, praise the Lord. But where there is no vision, the people perish. How we need a vision. Oh, that which Jesus had to bring forth and to complete. Oh, that which He began. Praise the Lord. For He put His Spirit within His people so that we could go forth and do His work through His enablement, through His power, through His might. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you. I pray that you would work in us in a mighty way. I pray that you'd give us a greater vision of things yet unseen. I pray that you'd help us to see and know a glimpse. And, oh, God, to go forth, oh, Lord, to believe you, God, and to, oh, complete, oh, Lord, what you have put in our hearts to do. Oh, our little parts, Lord. Oh, God, as individuals in thy kingdom. Oh, God, part of your family of God, the Church of the Living God. Oh, help us in the name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Praise you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to turn our chorus book to number 180 and sing Greater is He That Is In Me, number 180. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them. With a power greater than any earthly foe. I'm so glad I've got it too. I'm gonna let the whole world know. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. That is in the world. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them. With a power greater than any before. I'm so glad I've got it too. I'm gonna let the greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized with the power greater than any other. I'm so glad I've got it too. I'm gonna let the greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, have a wonderful night. Be safe. God bless you. Praise the Lord.